This is the Wally Show podcast with Wally, Gavin, and me, Betty Rock. You can always find us at wayfm.com/Wally or stream us live every weekday morning through the WayFM app.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Uplifting WayFM.
Here's what's going on today.
Well, taking calls, sending texts, and social media are probably the top things we do with our smartphones. Another thing we do is games.
Oh, games are
a big deal. I know at one point, Wally, you were really into Candy Crush.
I was, and now I play this Disney game that's kind of like that a lot. Like my wife
got me on that emoji one.
Yeah, Emoji Blitz.
Yeah.
And then I play Yahtzee a lot. I went old school.
Oh, that's a good game.
I love Yahtzee.
Well, Candy Crush used to be the reigning champ in this area, but now it's a game called Wordle. And when I mentioned it earlier, Wally was like, I don't even know what Wordle is. I know what it is, but I've never played with it, so I'm going to go with the champ over here, Gavin, to explain what Wordle is.
Okay, so every day you get a new word. You have 6 attempts at guessing a 5-letter word. And as you put your first guess at a word in, it'll tell you that, like, oh, you get a green square if you got a letter in the exact space, a yellow square if the letter's
so
in there.
So it's like 5 blank squares,
yes.
And you're just trying to figure out what this word might be.
Yeah, it's okay. Super simple, but for now it is the societal connector for all of us.
And you don't get anything. Like, you don't win anything.
You just guess the Wordle of the day. That's it.
It's just a satisfaction thing, maybe. I don't know.
It's like maybe bragging rights. Like, I guessed Wordle, and everyone goes, what?
Well, and what you see on social media is a lot of people share how long it took them to guess the Wordle of the day. Okay. Like, currently, I'm on my 4th guess of today's Wordle.
How many guesses do you get?
You get 6 guesses altogether.
Oh, and then if you don't get it, you're out for the day?
Yeah, so you don't want to be one of those people who didn't get...
Are you going to make it, or are you going to fail?
I have 3 green squares in the middle. A-U-L. I don't know what the first and the last letter
are. Oh, man. Well, player...
I don't know.
Players of the game were in for a surprise on Tuesday when they realized 2 different words were considered correct. Ah!
Oh, no.
So,
the world ended.
Right? So the New York Times, who owned the rights to the game, later released a statement putting all Wordle fans at ease, stating that the world was not coming to an end, but they were updating the master list of Wordle words and taking out any of them that were considered, quote, obscure or offensive.
Oh.
And one of the 2 right word answers from Tuesday was considered too obscure.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Okay, so, yeah, it's the day before. So,
do you remember what the word was?
Okay, so my word was aroma, which we all know what that is?
Yeah.
The other word, which my wife got in her version of the game, was agora.
Agora?
I don't even know what agora is.
Still don't know what that is.
I only know what that is when you have phobia with it, agoraphobia.
Oh.
It's the fear of going outside. So is agora just outside? I don't know. I don't care enough to look it up.
It just says a public open space.
So, I got it right. Look at that.
Look at that.
I'm so smart, I don't even need Wordle.
Well, the good news is, Wordle fans, if you've been in this predicament, all you have to do is you need to refresh your browser, and that will make it work correctly.
All right, I need to ask you a question, Gavin, okay? Because, like, on this is kind of like a Wheel of Fortune without winning anything. So, like, on Wheel of Fortune, they give them the option, and they always guess, like, at the end, most people guess R-S-T-N-L-E for their words, because those are the letters that show up the most. And then they didn't used to give you that, like, so they help you. But do you go with, like, a vowel? Because in yours, there were 2 vowels. So do you always pick a vowel first?
So I have, like, 2 words that I normally try to use the most at the beginning. The first one is arise, because you get R and S and 3 vowels.
Yeah.
And sometimes when I'm feeling risky, I use the word adieu, because it uses 4 vowels, and I like to just base what I guess on vowels.
Okay. All right. Well, there you go. He has a strategy. Maybe you've learned something from Gavin. He's never actually won one. So, have you?
I have.
Oh, how many?
I get every day.
You do, really?
Yeah.
You pretty much win every day?
I'm smart enough to usually get it. I have to take my time, and I try not to do it at work. But
not today.
He's doing it right now, isn't he? All right. There you go. Hopefully that'll help you out in the Wordle world today.
So what is TikTok and how do you use it?
So I saw this on TikTok and I thought, he's not crazy. This guy is not crazy at all, okay? And see what you think when you hear this.
I'm angry. good is this boy? And he behaves sometimes, only sometimes. It's like every once in a while he listens to what his parents say. But he's so cute and handsome, he gets away with it.
Okay, he's singing to his dog.
His little sneeze.
Yeah, he's singing to his dog. That's and so again, cute. On the surface, you're like, okay, that's just crazy. But I contend that more people than will admit it sing to their animals.
Oh.
Betty's like, yeah.
Like, which song do I choose?
That's it. Like, I have Sasha McSoshenstein, the prettiest kitty that I've ever seen. She's Sasha McSoshenstein. Oh, yeah. And I do that when I see her when I come home because she meets me at the door meowing.
It's unfortunate.
It's adorable is what it is.
Yeah, I do a little version of, like, You Are My Sunshine to my Buford Beans, my cat. But I go, you're my boo-boo, my little boo-boo. You make me happy when skies are gray.
Oh, that's a lot of pressure for him.
Oh,
to keep you happy.
That's true. But he is just the cutest thing. And don't get me started. I will never stop talking about him. He is just precious.
Gavin, do you sing to your dog, Ellie?
I do. My dog, Ellie. I go, Ellie Belly, you're so smelly. You got such a cute belly.
I love that.
That's awesome. See, again, so that's three. That's 100% of the people in this room that sing to their pet and have a specific song they sing. And I know we're not alone. You can let us hang out here and look like the crazy ones, but I would love to hear what you sing to your pet. 855-33-WAY-FM. I know this is dumb, but I'm telling you, so many people do this. There's no way that we're the only ones. 855-33-WAY-FM. Share with us, please, the song that you sing to your pet. I'm curious if you do the same thing.
I do.
What kind of pet do you have?
We have a small little mini Aussie.
And how does it go?
Her name is Ellie. And so I say, Ellie, Ellie Ray, sweet little dog that's come my way. Ellie, Ellie Ray, I love you every day.
Nice. Aww. That's awesome.
That's so good. Did you come up with that on your own?
Unfortunately, yes.
That's so good. It's really funny because I sing to my daughter. I've sung to my daughter her whole life. I know she's not my pet, but I've sung to her whole life all these various songs. Like, I call her Boodle or Boodle, and then I started going, Boodletronics, Boodletronics. And so one day we were out and this song comes on. She's like, wait a minute. I thought you made up all these songs for me. They're all just parody songs. I'm like, yeah, every song I've ever sung to you has been a parody song. It blew her little mind at 22 or something.
Wow, and you were already a disappointment then.
Yes, it just got worse. So, Melanie, you're in the room with us now. Do you sing to your pet?
100%. I have three cats. I'm not going to make you listen to all their songs, but I 100% sing to all three of them. They each have their own little tidbit. And so the one I was going to share, her name is Jinkies from Scooby-Doo. You know, the character Velma. Like,
yes.
Jinkies.
Yes.
Yeah, so that was a massive thing for me as a little kid. So her name is Jinkies. Big old cat, and her song, it's a little long, bear with me, but here's the whole thing. All right. Jinky, Jinky Boo, where are you? We've got some food to eat now. Cha cha cha. You're not fooling me, cause I can see cha cha the way you shake that tree down. Cha cha cha. Jinky, Jinky Boo, I love you. I know. You hear me, cat talking, cha cha cha, chinky chinky boo, right on cue, cha cha. I see you do your cat walking.
Oh,
okay,
so good.
I have to tell you, I love the cha chas.
That
Those
was
are
my
added.
Favorite part.
Me too. Yeah, I think you've got something there. Hey, I hope you have a great day.
Hey, y'all as well. I'm so excited. I can't believe I got on the show. But wow, that was so cool. It's great sharing with you guys.
You did it and you crushed it.
Oh, thanks. Y'all have a great rest of your week. Rock what you got, light
up
the
lot. No one can rock the way you rock. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. If a camp like Camp Electric had existed when I was a kid, I might be a rock star by now. I always wanted to be a great musician. Never really was. But I never got to go to a camp like Camp Electric, where you have some of the best in the Christian industry teaching your kids how to be better guitar players, bassists, drummers, songwriters. I mean, people like Torrin Wells, Brian the Bomb Haley from Toby's band, their old drummer, Toddy Funk, his bass player. You got tons of different artists that have constantly been there and pouring into the lives of your kids musically and spiritually. And here's the cool thing. You could send your kid or even a kid you know to Camp Electric for free.
Yeah, when you text the word ROCK, R-O-C-K, to 91979, you'll get that entry form. And this kid, like Wally was saying, this doesn't have to be your own child that you've birthed. But it could be a kid that you know in your neighborhood. It could be a kid from your church. Just someone you know that, man, they could really use a good influence. They want to learn more about music. And this is the last week to get those entries in. So text the word ROCK to 91979.
Here's what I can tell you from experience with my daughter going to Camp Electric for 7 years, my nephew, this will be his second year, and so here's what I can tell you, and it's for ages 13 to 19, is they put equal emphasis, if not greater emphasis, even on the spiritual side of this. So if that's something that your kid or a kid you know really needs in their lives, this could be the thing for them.
Yeah, and we have had so many people nominating all these kids. Aaron, she nominated her son, says that he's an exceptional percussionist, made state band, all district percussion.
Nice.
He volunteers for the church worship team and all those kinds of things. But his mom says that she can't quite afford to send him to Camp Electric, and that his light is too bright and wants him to shine in a place like that, and that would give him a good foundation for what he loves to do going forward into the future.
That's awesome. Well, he's in the running, and you could be as well, or your kid could be as well. Just text the word ROCK to 91979 to nominate a kid today. But remember, like Betty said, we are running out of time. This is your last week to get this in. Every time you start a new year, you know, you start thinking about new year, new you. So what are you going to do in 2022? I made that rhyme. But I mean, it is a good question, like, because it's easy to, you know, start something and then not finish it, you know, and that's where a lot of people run into with their college education. Like, for whatever reason, they got sidetracked. So maybe this is the year that you finish your education, or maybe this is the year you've been putting it off, you know, because life got in the way and you say, you know what, I'm going to make 2022 my year. I'm going to start doing something and you know, invest in myself this year. I think that's a great way, because we talk about getting in shape, and that's a good thing, mm-hmm. but why not get your mind in shape?
Right. You can go back to school, and Colorado Christian University Online makes that possible. They offer a flexible online format that works for your schedule, allowing you to take a class at any time. That's exactly what I did when I went back to college at 30 years old.
Yeah.
And I had to work a full-time job, but I also did my college degree, and I made it happen.
I did mine as well online, my master's, and I was sitting there at a campfire on vacation writing a paper. But you can make it happen. You don't just dream it, you have to do it. And it starts with making that decision to make that call or go online and say, you know what, I want to talk to somebody about this. You can go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And if you're worried about the costs of it, you can talk to them about financial aid, and they can help walk you through that as well. So Betty Rock did it, I've done it, and Colorado Christian University might be just the thing for you in 2022.
Colorado Christian University is a nonprofit impact partner committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart.
Uplifting Way FM.
Stories that
accentuate the positive.
It's the Wally Show.
Uplifting Way FM. I am going to have to really try hard to find the positive in this one today, but I think I can do it here. Bad news for the U.S. men's hockey team because they are out of the tournament.
No.
Yes. They got kicked out by, I think, Slovenia or something like that. So, yeah. But here's the positive. We are in fourth place overall.
All right.
And we are two spots ahead of Canada. Yes. So there's your positive. Canada down to sixth.
How do our Olympic updates always come back to your personal vendetta against Canada?
Because everyone should have one. And so,
a personal vendetta that's only one-sided.
Yes, and it's completely irrational. But yes, but you're seeing how that is, years of that is paying off right now for me, because I'm that happy one about the Olympics. Other people are sad, like, why aren't we doing better? Why are we losing to Russia and Austria and Germany? Doesn't matter. We're beating Canada, people. Let's get on the same page here. USA. You, me alone? Okay. Oh, Canada. That's their national anthem.
Our
will never beat us.
Oh.
Yes. So I'm going to rewrite their
better.
That's what I'll do for tomorrow's update. I'll rewrite Canada's national anthem.
Sorry to any Canadians who love this show.
And also, do you realize our boss is Canadian?
Oh, yeah, he is.
Oh, I just no, I did not. I'd forgotten that.
Well,
that's his fault.
Just watch yourself.
That's his problem, not mine. There are two Canadians I really like, the Clausen family. I met them on a cruise, like a WayFM mm-hmm. type cruise years ago. Mm-hmm. So nice. I like them. They're the only thing that keeps my hope in Canada at all.
And who's the second one?
There's both of them, him and his wife.
Oh.
Yeah, all in the same family.
Wow.
John and his wife. Okay, so anyway, hey, now athletes are actually reacting to the 15-year-old Russian figure skater who was accused of doing what Russia does best, cheat at the Olympics. And they're calling out the Olympic Committee for, having a double standard, and they're demanding change now because she tested positive for a heart medicine that would increase your heart's performance before the Olympics, which was what got her to the Olympics. So that was the problem. And they were still letting her compete. So athletes are like, no, absolutely not. Here's the craziest thing about this, though. So she gives an explanation. And remember, she's 15 years old. Mm-hmm. She gives an explanation for how this may have happened. She says she accidentally ingested the banned substance, probably through getting her medication mixed up with her grandfather's.
No.
That's not how it works.
No.
It's so funny because this is the kind of lie your kid would tell you.
Oh,
like, that's a 15-year-old
no.
lie. But the funny thing is, she's a product of adults.
Yeah.
She is doing what the adults have her do. So the adults are like, tell them this, And that's the problem with Russia.
I would even check to see, does she have a living grandfather?
Yeah, I mean, I would trust nothing at this point. Yeah. So anyway, one of the spokespeople for the IOC says, don't make any conclusions now. We're still in the process of figuring this out. But really what happens is, since they're letting her compete, their only real recourse after the fact would be to strip her of her medal and then bump everybody else up one.
Yeah.
So if that happens to you, you're like, great, I did get a gold medal. But if it's a month later, you don't get that moment of winning and being in first place and winning your gold or your silver like outright. You don't get that moment, and it's one that you train for your entire mm-hmm. life. Like, that's the sad thing about like this with people cheating and things like that. They rob other people that are doing it right of their moment and the hard work they put in. They demean that.
Would you be this passionate if the gold was from a Canadian?
If the gold was from a Canadian?
If Russia was stealing a gold from Canada, would you care?
No. I'd say good for you, Russia. No, I'm just kidding. No, cheating is worse than Canada. Okay, I will say that.
And that's a big statement.
That is a big statement
from
me. Absolutely. So there you go. There's your Olympic update for the day.
Freshy Mouse.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. If you ever want to email me, it's so simple, just wally@wayfm.com. This is from DJ Jane. She says, hey, I was listening to your Aftercast. That's one of our podcasts. You can get it for free wherever you get your podcasts or at wayfm.com. It says it made me laugh because we were talking about catfishing and how people fall for that stuff. She says, I have this one actor from TV that I like to watch, and all of a sudden they were messaging me, and the interaction, they kept trying to convince me that they were the actor. So he video chatted me or sent me a video to try to prove it, but it was from a scene of the show that I already know. Then he tried to prove it by sending me selfies, and they were screenshots from that same episode.
That's so bad.
I know, it's crazy. And so she said she had like four interactions with him. But here, you're always wondering, okay, when does it turn? Because right now it's just a weird thing, but then when does it get criminal in that you're asking for money? Mm-hmm. So here was the turn for her. She says, last night's conversation was him wanting me to purchase a membership card, because he's a famous actor, for $2,000. I asked what the benefits of this membership card were. It was, he said it was so he could come visit me. My reply was, I understand if I pay you $2,000, you get to come visit me anytime. The problem is, I want a man to come visit me without paying him. So after I said that, he said, Okay, how about $1,000? I said no. Then he said I could have it for $500.
Here's what I don't understand. Like, thankfully, she realized that it's fake and it's not real.
No, she paid him.
No, she did not. I'm just kidding. But there are people that do.
I know. So, yeah, she got out of that one, and it was for Taylor Kenny from Chicago Fire is the guy. It's fascinating to me how many people don't stop. She was like, I was just kind of having fun with him. Almost like a reverse catfish.
Right.
She should have started asking him for money.
Right.
Like, anytime that happens, you're online with someone you don't know and they ask you for money, just flip it and, like, try to catfish them and see if it works.
Yes.
Because maybe they're dumb enough to fall for it, you know, because they just like, oh, I didn't see this coming. So, anyway, if you ever want to email me like DJ Jane did, it's so simple. Just wally@wayfm.com. Uplifting Way FM, this is the Wally Show, and you're probably well aware of that phrase, tough love, you know, where sometimes you have to give somebody truth that they maybe don't want to hear. But I was thinking of the reverse of this tough love concept, and who are those people in your life that might be tough to love, and how do you deal with them? For me, that is every KFC I've ever been to. And the one specifically near my house, I keep going back to them, and my order is wrong every time. Like, without exception, every time there's something wrong. But I've decided I'm going to love them, and I'm going to be kind, even though I know the outcome. I know what's going to happen. I'm kind of like the Lord in this one. I see the future.
Wow.
I didn't see it going that way. I should have.
I didn't either. But I know what's going to happen ultimately is my order is going to be wrong. So I get in the drive-thru, and I am overly kind. I'm not jaded. I'm not frustrated. I'm not attitude-y because I know how this is going to play out. So I'm taking it upon myself to be overly kind in the drive-thru and to the drive-thru people. And I've chosen to now look at my bag as a mystery bag. A wonderful surprise of what's going to be in there today or what's not going to be in there today. And it's changed my experience in the drive-thru at KFC.
But you are practicing showing love to someone who is difficult. Yeah. And maybe it may not be a fast food chain for you. It may not be fast food employees, but it could be that coworker that you have. Yeah. I mean, I'm just spitballing.
Me too. Me too. Looking right at my spitball.
Me too. Odd. Or also it could be like a family member, a friend, an in-law.
Church member.
A church member.
Someone in your small group. What's up, Aaron? No, I'm just kidding. So who is that person that maybe it's tough for you to love, but you determine in your head and in your heart, I am going to love them and I'm going to love them well. How did you do that? Because I guarantee you somebody has that person in their life that's like, I cannot picture even remotely loving this person.
Mm-hmm.
And when they hear other stories of people that have chosen to do it, because love is a choice. And so when they've chosen to do it, it might help them go, you know what? I can do this as well. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's the number to be on the show with any of the things that we're talking about. But 855-33-WAY-FM. I'd love to know, who is that tough person for you to love and how did you do it? We're flipping the script today, and we're discussing tough love in the form of people that are tough for you to love, and how did you do it?
Well, I'm a mental health therapist, so I deal with people all day that are really difficult to love sometimes. Love is an action. It's not always a feeling, and sometimes it's just going through the motions, I guess, until those feelings kind of kick in.
I think being a mental health advocate or a counselor would be really hard because you know you're trying to help somebody, and when they resist you, or they treat you horribly, there would be a temptation for someone like me, who's like an 8 on the Enneagram, to then, when I'm done, I'm done. Okay, fine. Heal yourself. And I think that's why I'm not a mental health counselor, because you have to be wired for that, to take the abuse, internalize it, but then turn it out into still something positive that's good for that person.
Mm-hmm.
But I do want to say, Malia, thank you so much for doing what you do, because it is a calling. I mean, like Wally said, he couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. But there are so many people that need you doing what you do. So thank you.
Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Francis, do you have that person in your life that might be a little tough to love, and how do you love them? I know people have that, and they're dying to know how you did it.
Well, it was actually at work, so it was my boss and a couple of coworkers, and it within the first 90 days, I thought about quitting because they were kind of really mean.
Can I just say, if it was multiple people like your boss and coworkers, is it possible that you were the problem?
I wish it was me, but no. It was just their culture just being like that. They were a clique, and it was okay. So I just had to do it the best way and tackle one at a time. I prayed for them, showed them random acts of kindness, and spent time with them one-on-one, and just continued to be myself no matter what happened. They changed, and actually one of them are like my best friends right now.
I actually have a list on my phone of all the things like that Betty likes and that Gavin likes and stuff like that. So when you're out or there's those moments that come up, you can look at that and go, oh yeah, they like this. And then, you know, you can get it for them. It's like a nice little treat or something like that. That would be hard to write for someone you don't like, you know, but I think that's a great idea to do those little things to help open the door to building a relationship that makes them not as tough to love. Practicing what you preach is so important to me. Hey, it's Wally, and if you ever hear me telling you about something, it's because A, I fully believe in it, or B, I've done it myself. And both are the case for me with United Faith Mortgage. I believe in what they say and the way that they do business as a faith-based family of mortgage professionals, and I'm using them to refinance my house, and I have to tell you, the experience has been amazing right from the beginning. Ryan and his team have been beyond responsive and super informative. They know this is a big decision for you and that you're going to have questions. You've heard me mention that they are a family of mortgage professionals. So my question was, Ryan, do you still sit across from your mom at family dinners as well as at the office?
I sure do. I see my mom every day, my aunt every day, my dad. Yeah, it's fun.
See, there are no dumb questions. And all of my serious mortgage-related questions were met with a quick and understandable answer. So talk to the people I trust with my mortgage, United Faith Mortgage. Start online, call anytime, UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Meadow Park Road, Melbourne, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
It's today's Music Insider with Gavin.
TMI, my friends.
So over the last couple weeks, I've finally started taking this whole weight loss and health thing seriously. For the first time this year, you always go through waves, but sure. The first time this year.
You know what, dude? I'm not going to judge you like I think Betty might be tempted to.
I am going to support
you in this because I know it's a merry-go-round. It's up and down. It's round and round.
I know. We could both go through this for sure.
Oh, well, that was no need to drag me into that.
Thank you for your support.
Yeah, no longer supportive there.
But I actually saw this video on Natalie Grant's Instagram. She posted about her daughter and what her daughter thinks about like making a change. And this honestly stopped me from eating an extra cookie with dinner last night.
Oh, wow, she saved your life.
Yeah.
I've done enough of laying around, and I've done enough of just eating things I'm not supposed to eat. I've done enough of this, and I've done enough of that. So I've been trying to break the habit.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
Bless
that's
her
good.
Little heart. How old is she?
She's like 6 years old.
Yeah.
She's already thinking about that.
That is one of the sad parts of this. Like, I in the funny way, it like makes you hear that little voice in your head. And if you're Gavin, you put down that sleeve of Girl Scout cookies. But yeah, it's funny, or it's not funny. It's sad that even at that age, there's something that young girls are thinking like that.
Well, and also, I'm kind of surprised that is Natalie Grant supporting that?
Well, she posted it. Yeah. So, yeah.
But she's 6 years old.
Yeah.
I think that the mindset is that, like, I think that her daughter, who, like, looks like a healthy kid,
right,
just wants to break the habit of, like, and she even mentioned just, like, laying around, being
right,
lazy. Like, I think that there is merit to kind of pushing your kids to think about being active.
Right.
Like, I remember being an active kid.
It's not like a weight loss thing.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. No, being active is one thing.
Right.
Weight loss is another. Okay.
Yeah, at 6 years old, yeah you don't want to start forming body issues.
No,
you know,
No.
Just having an active lifestyle and doing things is
okay,
important.
Okay, that's smart.
Kids, yeah.
I could use that little speech as well.
Yeah, okay.
I could make a sloth jealous with how much I exercise.
All right, so that's going to do it for your TMI. Thank you, Gavin.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
Queen Elizabeth has been known for the many good things she's done for her country, but people aren't the only species that she cares about.
Okay.
She also loves the canine community. Aww. Puppies.
I bet she has a Yorkie. Or Corgi. One
she
of those.
She does
Orkies.
have something like a Corgi that's mixed with a Dachshund.
Dorky. Ah. Is what that would be.
Well, she loves them so much that she's released a perfume for dogs.
Okay, now this seems a little bit beneath a queen. It seems like something like not even Kate Middleton would do, but maybe throw that one down to Meghan Markle.
I think it makes Queen Elizabeth come down a notch.
Sure.
It makes her not in a bad way.
No, yeah, but she's
I would
more
just say
relatable.
It makes her more relatable. And I would say that is the smell of dogs are the number one thing that keep me from owning one.
Now, Gavin, you are a dog owner. Is dog perfume a thing?
It absolutely is. My wife took my dog to this place where they were able to like clean her, and they offered a little, you know, bandana and a spritz of perfume at the end.
And I believe you can choose from different scents. Like, isn't there like strawberry and coconut?
I didn't personally go there, and I don't know if she was able to take it home with her, but this makes a lot of sense. I would just be worried that the perfume that the queen makes for her dog would be more expensive than any person could have. Board.
Well, you are in luck, sir.
Oh, you could be royalty, Gavin.
Here we go.
It only costs $14.
Okay, that surprises me.
It's not bad. So the scent has been described by a British newspaper as, quote, a rich, musky scent with a note of citrus.
It's a French, lovely scent, citrusy, blah, blah, blah.
And reminds you of, quote, coastal walks. What does that look like? Beach waves, sand.
I wouldn't mind smelling it. Maybe not sea salt, but like, yeah, I'd take that.
Okay, it's very fresh. I had no idea that perfume for dogs was even a thing.
Yeah. I think they even make dry shampoo for dogs.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, I saw it at a pet store once.
We have that. Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah,
that's a great idea.
It's like less cleanup if you're washing.
Sure. Well, if your dog hates baths.
Yeah, and if you're like people who have an apartment and have a dog, it's a win-win.
Now, that's awesome. Well, there you go. Perfume for your dog by the queen, thusly. How great is that? I'm going to rush out and get some today for my wife, actually. It's cheaper. Not that she's a dog.
Oh, that's bad.
I just don't know that she'll know the difference. It'd be funny.
Oh!
It'd be funny, right? No?
So bad.
Happy anniversary, honey. Got you some perfume. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and from time to time people will email me and ask me some questions or some advice, and sometimes they're like, hey, would you throw it out to people that listen to the show? I'd love to hear what they have to say, and that's kind of the case for this email. We were talking about losing people in the wake of Big Daddy Weave losing their brother Mike, losing his brother Jay, and you know, people not always knowing the right things to say. And I got this email. It says, hey, I lost my brother-in-law last August to COVID. He left behind a wife, grown children, and young grandchildren. Obviously, it's been really tough, especially on my dear sister-in-law, but their grown children are moving forward with their lives, but she feels like there's nothing she can do. And so it brings up the question of around holidays, Christmas, Valentine's Day, things that are typically family or couple related, how can I help out? What can I do? Because I don't want to make the situation worse, but honestly, I'm not sure how or what I should do. So that's a big question. It's a great thing because you don't want to, ignoring it because it makes you feel uncomfortable could be the worst option because you might be the thing that they need because everybody else felt that same day.
Right. And I'm sure that this person is not the only one who is in this predicament. At some point, we're all going to find ourselves in that same situation. So a couple of tips on what to do would really help a lot of people.
Yeah. I know like for my mom, when we lost my dad, there were moments where my wife, especially like for my mom's birthday, my wife made sure and she was really insistent. She's like, we have to get this cake with this filling in it because that was what dad always bought her, you know, and that's important. Like that was tantamount to this day, you know, but it was a cool thing because she was like, oh, you remembered, you know, and it's simple things like that. I think that if you take a minute and you know that person and you know that relationship they had, maybe you can not necessarily replace it, but replicate parts of it so it brings them back to good memories. So that's my advice. I'd love to hear yours. 855 33 Way FM. And I know this lady would greatly appreciate it as well. If you've ever walked through this and not been sure of what to do, but you found your way through it and you got, yeah, this mattered. 855-33-WAY-FM. If you want to help out, we'll take yours now. Do you have any thoughts on this?
Yes. 13 years ago, I lost my 16-year-old daughter. And people are afraid to step up. They don't know what to do. And that can be the worst thing you can do. The thing that used to kill me was, hey, if you need me, give me a call. Well, that's not going to happen.
I get that.
It's hard to reach out because you're just out of it. So step up, and if they want you, if they need you, which they do, they're going to accept it. And if they don't, well, that's okay too. The offer was made.
Hey, Chris, what's your daughter's name?
Morgan.
And what is something, when we talk about someone we've lost, I always like to give people a minute to tell me something that they loved about them, you know, and to bring back a good memory.
She had red hair and blue eyes, which is very, very, very uncommon.
Mm.
And the biggest smile ever. And that's what, when I think of her, that's what I think about, is that big smile. She lit up a room. She never met a stranger.
That's cool, man. Well, I appreciate you sharing your advice and also a little bit about your daughter. Thank you, man.
All right, brother. Thank you.
Do you have any thoughts on this?
I'm just going to tell you what helped me just overall. I lost my husband almost 4 years ago, and I joined a grief share group. Many churches have this program, and it was what saved me. It's a 13-week program, and you're in groups with people in the same situation you are, and it's just phenomenal.
So maybe somebody could help you out, like say you had kids and you need to be at this thing, and so they just come over and go, hey, we're going to watch your kids. You can go do what you need to do today, and that's a way to help you walk through that time practically as you're doing the work emotionally.
Absolutely.
For years and years and years, the dog has been man's best friend, but now chickens are edging their way into that spot because chickens are pretty awesome.
So awesome, in fact, that they have their own Chicken of the Month Club, and let's see if dogs can do that. This is where you can give 2 chickens to a family in need by only giving $28 a month.
If somebody were to give me 2 chickens and go, here you go, here are 2 chickens, do something with them, I would have no idea. I would probably name them. I would dress them up in sweaters. None of that does any good, but... In developing countries, people know what to do with chickens. Chickens provide a ton of eggs, which can provide income for a family that is struggling to break the cycle of poverty. They also provide nutrition for families. Don't tell the chickens that part. But they also can sell the chicks in the marketplace. It's a great source of income. We all talk about side hustles. This is a way you can invest in a family to help them break the cycle of poverty for just $28 a month.
And it's by giving a chicken. So text the word chicken to 91979. That's chicken to 91979.
And all of this is made possible through our friends at Food for the Hungry. They do so much great work for the underserved and underprivileged, and you can be a part of that today. We'd love to have you get involved. Again, text chicken to 91979.
Well, that's the end, but it doesn't have to be. Check out our Aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes, as well as connect with us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And be sure to join our exclusive Potty Facebook group. You can find the link in the description of this podcast. And thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.